What the enemy intends for harm in your life, God, in his infinite wisdom, has the power to transform into something good and purposeful.
You're listening to Your Moment of Hope. Here's your host, Billy Peterson.
Welcome into another moment of the Your Moment of Hope podcast, where you can have a whole lot of hope infused into your life in a very short period of time. And today you and I are talking about times of adversity. What do we do in them? Let's jump into today's episode. What do you do in times of adversity? It's essential for you and I to, in those moments, anchor our faith in the reassuring promise found in Romans 8:28 of the Bible that says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." What the enemy intends for harm in your life, God, in his infinite wisdom, has the power to transform into something good and purposeful. No matter how dire your circumstances may appear, remember that you belong to God, and your life is intricately woven into his grand plan. The enemy may attempt to sow doubt, fear, and chaos, but God's declaration over your life remains unshakable. Your purpose, my friend, is profound in the eyes of the Almighty, and no force can alter or diminish the destiny he has designed specifically for you. So stand firm in faith. God's redemptive hand is at work. If there's ever a topic that you want covered on the Your Moment of Hope podcast, reach out to me. You can let me know on social media at theq997 or just email contact at theq997.com. Next time on the show, you and I are going to be exploring a little bit deeper the unknown season when you don't know what's going on, what God is doing. If you're like me, you don't like that place. But there is a promise to dwell on in that season. That's next time. For now, keep walking forward in faith, my friend.
Thanks for being here for this episode of the Your Moment of Hope podcast. If you want to go deeper in your walk with God, make sure to check out past episodes at theq997.com, the Q997 app, Apple Podcasts, or on Spotify. Once again, thank you for your presence here today. We'll see you next time.